Welcome to episode 237, A-List Charisma Mini, where we uncover the magnetic charm of the world's most captivating personalities in these bite-sized episodes. I'm your host, Laura Camacho, and today we are diving into the charisma of golf legend Phil Mickelson. And we're going to focus on his signature gesture, the iconic thumbs up. Now, you probably know that the thumbs up sign dates back to ancient Rome, where emperors made the sign to convey if they thought the gladiator's life should be spared or not. That was a long time ago, but this gesture even has patriotic roots in the United States. It is believed to have been popular in the United States during World War II when Navy fighter pilots used it to communicate with the ground crews that they were ready to take off. And it turns out that Phil Mickelson's dad was a Navy pilot, so there actually could be a family tradition behind this signature gesture. Phil Mickelson's thumbs up is not just, a casual hand movement. It's a powerful symbol that communicates key aspects of his charisma. And you can copy his. You can come up with your own signature gesture. Let's explore, though. Let's look at three takeaways from the thumbs up. So number one, you get a display of confidence. That's what the thumbs up gives you. That's what it communicates, something very positive and confident. So it's not just a random gesture. It's a confident assertion in his belief in himself and his abilities. And actually, the neuroscience suggests that even making the gesture in his brain, in his mind, that increases his internal sense of confidence. And that's exactly what happens to you and me if we make a sign like that, or if we sit up straight or stand up straight and assume a very confident body posture. That communicates to our own selves confidence, which that is then transmitted to our audience. So the takeaway here is that displaying confidence through body language can enhance your presence and inspire trust in others. Because remember, the charisma is all happening in the mind of others. It's how they perceive you. And this happens whether you're on a golf course or in the boardroom. Number two, connection to other people. Remember, we've talked about executive presence being both competence and warmth. And by warmth, I mean personal connection. So the thumbs up is not just for a few elite insiders. It's not just for his fellow professional golfers. It's an inclusive gesture that welcomes everyone into his world, from fans to his competitors. And he uses it as a sign of appreciation to his fans who show up at every golf tournament. And he uses it a lot. If you look at pictures of him, you'll generally see the thumbs up. So the takeaway is that gestures like the thumbs up, or it could be waving to the audience, that fosters a sense of belonging and strengthens connections, which is augmenting your charisma and the warm feeling that people have towards you. So that's going to enrich both your personal and professional relationships. And finally, a resilience reinforcement. As we've mentioned in other of our charisma minis, resilience is an important fact of charisma. Despite challenges, there's a lot of young golfers coming up, nipping at the heels of Phil Mickelson right now. But his thumbs up remains a symbol of resilience and being positive and being determined and being focused. Like, I think the signal is not only for his audience, but it's for himself. So the takeaway here is that cultivating resilience allows you to bounce back from setbacks stronger than before. We could even call that anti-fragility. And that allows you to inspire others, which is why we're here, right? We're here to inspire others. You can do that with your ability to overcome adversity and stay focused on your goals. When people see you doing that, they are inspired to do the same. So the next time you see Phil Mickelson's iconic thumbs up, or even if you don't watch or play golf, is a signature body language gesture that helps reinforce his personal brand, his reputation, and his inner and outer confidence. Remember the three lessons we discussed: Number one, a confidence display, both for other people and himself. Number two, connection to others. And three, resilience reinforcement. Incorporating these three elements into your own charisma toolkit can elevate your executive presence and leave a lasting impression in any situation. So that is it for today's mini A-list charisma episode, focusing on Phil Mickelson, the leading golfer in the world. Join us next week. We'll have another charisma deep dive into a different extraordinary individual. And it's one that is a personal heroine of mine. Now, if you're not getting our weekly communication dispatch without delay, please visit www.speakupwithlaura.com and get on our Speak Up A-list. Until Monday, have a good weekend. Keep honing those charisma skills and shining brightly in every endeavor. This is Laura Camacho signing off. See you later.